President Bush has been uncharacteristically talkative to the press since he announced his plans to send 21,500 more troops to Iraq. Over the past week, the president has appeared on CBS's 60 Minutes, the PBS NewsHour, and other outlets to try to make the case for his new strategy. The president's own ratings and public support for the war remain low. Tuesday's State of the Union is historically a president's best forum to make his case to the American public. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of the Gallup Poll, and he joins us now from their headquarters in Princeton, New Jersey. Mr. Newport, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And how would you, among all the statistics, characterize the American people's feelings about the war in Iraq right now?
The majority of Americans are opposed to the war in Iraq. I can say that because we actually ask a question, do you favor or oppose the war in Iraq, just like that. And we find 60%, roughly, a little more, in our most recent poll, say they are opposed. There are many other ways that we and other pollsters have measured reaction to the war, and almost all of them show at least a majority respond to the negative.
There is some split between how many people want troops to begin coming home immediately and how many simply say sometime over the next year.
The administration has seized on data which do show that it's a very small minority of Americans who say bring troops home immediately, and that's absolutely true. Partially, it depends on what the options are that you give to the American public. But our data show, I think, in what is a fair assessment, that the majority of Americans do say that within a year, troops should begin to come home from Iraq.
I don't want to put you in the position of giving specific political advice, but according to the figures you're taking a look at, what would be most important for the president to try to accomplish on Tuesday night?
Well, if the president was going to be consistent with American public opinion, he would simply announce when and how he was going to withdraw troops from Iraq, because that's what the majority of Americans want. I doubt he will do that. The administration has been very careful to frame the discussion on Iraq not as one of whether or not it is appropriate to be there, but rather how the Americans can achieve success in Iraq. So I'm sure the president will talk in terms of why it is necessary to do X or Y or Z in order to, as they put it, that is the administration, achieve success. Our data show, however, that we don't have consistent support from the public on the idea that success is that important. In fact, our data show that the American public at this point says that the benefits of achieving success in Iraq are not worth the cost. And other data that we have looked at show that the American public does not believe that success in Iraq is that tied into the war on terror, which is one of the major connections the administration has made. So if the president is not going to discuss withdrawal of troops, I think that he, to be consistent with American public opinion, needs to discuss why it is necessary to incur great cost to achieve success in Iraq.
Can you think of times in American experience, recent American experience, where there's been this gap between public opinion and expectation?
There have been some instances, for example, in the Vietnam War, and maybe when, for example, Bill Clinton was impeached, where the public did not want Congress to vote impeachment or convict, and yet I think they were had given in to the fact that that was going to occur, at least the House impeachment was going to occur. But I think rather than focusing on the gap between what the public think is going to happen and what they would like to happen, the real issue is what the public would like to happen and what actually does happen in the real world. Mm-hmm. Americans are pessimistic at this point that their desires, that is vis-a-vis Iraq, are going to come to pass. And what that really means is Americans are disappointed that they're not seeing actions taken which are consistent with their own beliefs.
Could the president be in a position to rally public opinion if he says, look, I know this is unpopular, but I was elected to do what I think is right? I think, do Americans have a tradition of rallying behind the chief executive in that kind of circumstance?
The data show that Americans don't buy into that point. That has been an administration philosophic position, particularly on the part of Vice President Dick Cheney, but also on the part of George Bush. It's the so-called trustee model of elected democracy, representative democracy, where you elect your leaders and they're supposed to do what they think is best once they go off to represent us, not continually monitor public opinion back home. But we've asked Americans a number of times what they think leaders should take into account, and they continue to tell us, even in a poll we just did a couple of weeks ago, that no, they think that their elected representatives should, in fact, reflect public opinion.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup Poll, thanks very much.
My pleasure.